That's right. You are tuned in to The Good Stuff, Kim and Mike Burge. Pause for a moment, and you're going to discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
Kim, I got a quiz for you.
Okay.
Where was the first Quiet Trails designation in the Northern Hemisphere?
Could it be the Heart City?
It was Cherry County and the Niobrara River. It's only the second one in the world. And of course, they have the Niobrara National Scenic River. Tubes, kayaks, canoes, you name it, floating devices of any kind. The top 10 in the country, according to Backpack Magazine, and the number one in the Midwest. You can find out more at visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. And by the way, Kimberly, happy birthday today.
Ah, thank you so much, sir.
So, 39 years old, right?
Nope, 87.
They can't see you on the radio, so
yeah, that's
they
true.
Can't tell
that's
you you look really good for 87.
Oh.
But happy birthday to Kim, June 17th.
Thank you very much,
sir. Do you have something to share with us today?
I do. I have something called What a Word. And this was sent in by Denny Neeskins. And I apologize if I've got that last name wrong. But it's a great story, so I'm going to share it. A woman arrived at the gates of heaven. While she was waiting for St. Peter to greet her, she peeked through the gates. She saw a beautiful banquet table, sitting all around with her parents and all the other people she had loved and who had died before her. They saw her and began calling greetings to her. "Hello, how are you? We've been waiting for you. Good to see you." When St. Peter came by, the woman said to him, "This is such a wonderful place. How do I get in?" "You have to spell a word," St. Peter told her. "Well, which word?" she asks. "Love." The woman, of course, correctly spelled love, and St. Peter welcomed her into heaven. About a year later, St. Peter came to the woman and asked her to watch the gates of heaven for him that day. While the woman was guarding the gates of heaven, her husband arrived. "I'm surprised to see you. How have you been?" "Oh, I've been doing pretty well since you died," her husband told her. "I married the beautiful young nurse who took care of you while you were ill. And then I won the multi-state lottery. I sold the little house you and I lived in and bought a huge mansion. And my wife and I traveled all around the world. We were on vacation in Cancun and I went water skiing today. I fell and hit my head and, well, here I am. What a bummer. How do I get in?" "You have to spell a word," his wife told him. "Which word?" he asks. Czechoslovakia. Moral of the story, never make a woman angry. There will be hell to pay later.
I have one that's simply called Breakfast, and I don't know who wrote it. I don't even know where it came from, but I ran across it in a stack of papers that Jim had given to us, and so I thought it was cute.
Okay, let's roll.
So it's called Breakfast. I was eating breakfast with my 10-year-old granddaughter, and I asked her, "What day is tomorrow?" Without skipping a beat, she said, "It's President's Day." She's smart, so I asked her, "What does President's Day mean?" I was waiting for something about President Obama, Bush, Clinton, etc. She replied, "President's Day is when the president steps out of the White House, sees his shadow, and we have another year of..." Oh, I can't say that word. You know, it hurts when hot coffee spurts out your nose.
Oh, no. Oh, my, oh, my. There was once a man from the city who was visiting a small farm, and during this visit, he saw a farmer feeding pigs in a most extraordinary manner. The farmer would lift a pig up to a nearby apple tree, and the pig would eat the apples off the tree directly. The farmer would move the pig from one apple to another until the pig was satisfied. Then he would start again with another pig. The city man watched this activity for some time with great astonishment. Finally, he could not resist saying to the farmer, "This is the most inefficient method of feeding pigs that I can imagine. Just think of the time that would be saved if you simply shook the apples off the tree and let the pigs eat them from the ground." The farmer looked puzzled and he said, "What's time to a pig?"
All right. And we're out of time today. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.